name is Donna Fitzgerald and I'm 12.
My name is Lee McSherry and I'm 11.
My name is Michael Toomey and I'm 10.
My name is Kieran Fitzgerald and I'm 10.
I'm Nolan and I'm 11.
Tell me the rhymes that you're going to do. What do you do in the playground?
We do Kookaburra sits in his old gum tree.
Far ahead.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Laugh, Kookaburra, laugh. Kookaburra, happy you must be. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Eating all the gum drops he can see. Stop, Kookaburra, stop. Kookaburra, leave some there for me.
My name is Sophie Nagle and I'm 11 years old.
My name's Niamh McSherry and I'm 10 years old.
And what are you going to do for us?
I'm tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe, give me a high, give me a low, give me a three in a row. I get hit by UFO. I win, you lose, now you get a big bruise.
Unfair, unfair, now I get to pull your hair.
What were you doing when you were reciting the verse there?
Well, it's you just kind of clap hands and then you'd kind of...
Do a high five.
Yeah, and then do it in the middle, then you'd kind of... It's like rock, paper, scissors, but just with different objects.
And is there a winner or a loser in the game?
Yeah. Well, the winner, they'd get to bruise the other person, but not really bruise.
And in this age of DVDs and laptops and iPads, why do you still like playing games like that?
I don't know, like, they're really good fun and, like, good crack.
And something to, like, say in the playground while you're playing.
My name's Lee McSherry and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Jonah Fitzgerald and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Orla Kim and I'm 8 years old.
I'm Michelle Cronin and I'm 9 years old.
Okay, what I'm looking at is there's a long elastic bands tied together, a series of elastic bands tied together, and it's going the length of the four of you, and there's one of you at the end and one at the other end, and there's two children in between. So how does this game work?
Well,
what's it called, first of all?
I don't really know the name of the game, but you sing a song. And you keep hopping over and back.
Me through the bands, is it?
Yeah. And me and Michelle are holding the band in shape while Orla and Donna are jumping over us and jumping.
And Michelle, what's the purpose of the game?
The two people on the outside would sing the song and the other people would just hop on it and they'd jump on the bands and they go inside and outside the band.
You don't have any name for this game.
It's the reels.
Yeah. Well, this is very interesting because I grew up in a town called Killinall in South Tipperary in the 1980s, and we used to call this scales, but you call it reels. So, okay, will we take it from here?
Yeah. One, two, three, go.
England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, inside, outside, on the reels.
There's other songs too, but we don't really know them as much as this one.
Why would you like playing this game in the school ground or at home, maybe?
It's just fun because I think that it's an olden game and then we get to learn how it goes and then our parents could tell us how to do it too.
Did your parents play this game?
My mum did when she was at school.
We can make new ways of doing it as well.
Miss Drum taught it to us and she said that she did that at school too when she was small.
Are there different levels to this game?
Yeah, every time you pass this level, it moves up a bit. We move it up a bit in our legs and the better you get it, the harder it's going to be to be able to jump it.
Am I right in saying that the lowest level, the simplest level to play the game would be with the elastic around your ankles?
Yeah.
And then the more difficult it rises up the legs?
Yeah, it gets really harder when it comes up to about under your knee, and I'm still stuck in that level. So
it's very hard for the people jumping?
Yeah.
And how far is your level?
I'm on level 3.
And what is level 3?
It's about halfway up the calf.
I have two very, very interesting people in front of me now. What's your name?
Aoife Crimmin and I'm 7 years old.
I'm James Toomey and I'm 7 years old.
Aoife and James, what's the rhyme you like to say when you're out in the playground?
My father is a dentist.
Will you recite it for me?
My father is a dentist. Gummy, 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 gummy. My mommy is a baker. yummy, 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 yummy. My sister is a show-off, curly, 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 curly. My brother is a cowboy, bang, bang, turn around, touch the ground, freeze.
Why do you like the game?
Because I think it's fun the way we have to go gobby, gobby and yummy when we turn around, touch the ground and freeze.
They're funny words, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Michelle Cronin and I'm 9.
I'm Donna Fitzgerald and I'm 12.
You're holding a very long piece of string between your two hands, Michelle. And Donna, you're holding a piece of string, but it's crisscrossed and there's less of a gap between your hands. So, Michelle, we'll start with you first of all. You're holding this very long piece of string and your hands are extended out. What's this game?
It's called the Impossible Knot, but I'm doing the cat's whiskers.
And tell me, how does the cat whiskers work?
Well, you get a piece of string and then you get your thumbs and then you put your pinkies through, then you put your middle finger through the holes, then you drop your thumbs, then you go get the string that's farthest away from you, pick it up, then you go over and under with your thumbs, then you drop your pinkies, you go over and under with your pinkies, then you drop your thumbs and you have the cat's whiskers.
Why do you like doing it?
It's just fun to do it and I like learning to do it.
Donna, tell me here now, you've strings and there's less of a gap between your hands than there was with Michelle's,
yeah.
But they're all crisscross the strings. What's this game called?
Leon will put his hand through and we drop all our fingers except our thumbs and we do the same as Michelle said with our fingers and he'll put his hand off and it unties after all the tangling.
Wow, will you do that again?
And through. And his hand goes off. And it's impossible.
And what's that game called again?
It's called The Impossible Knot.